In last year's legislative session, a bill passed that required the Utah Public Service Commission to look at ways to increase the use of alternative vehicles in order to help clean Utah's air. While the intent may have been to make vehicles that run on natural gas more accessible to consumers, two sections of SB 275 use general language about alternative vehicles. Michelle Beck is the director of the Office of Consumer Services.
The bill itself asked for a broader examination. So I think electric vehicles are encompassed in at least two-thirds of the intent of the bill there.
Many others, including representatives of environmental advocacy groups and concerned citizens, also testified before the commission that electric vehicles should be included in discussions and recommendations that will be given to the legislature. Mark Larson is a semi-retired professor at Utah State University. He drives a plug-in Nissan Leaf that he charges using solar panels on his house, thus generating zero emissions.
Several years ago, our lawmakers approved incentives for natural gas and electric vehicles, but they weren't equitable. They approved $2,500 incentive for the purchase of a natural gas vehicle, but only $750 for an electric vehicle. And then 2 years ago, they even retained the incentives, $2,500 for natural gas, but reduced the incentive for electric vehicles even further to $605.
Larson and other presenters wanted the legislature to raise the tax credit for purchasing an electric vehicle to match that for a natural gas vehicle.
I think it's necessary for our legislators to take a look at the actual data as to what vehicles are producing what kind of emissions and at what cost. What I would encourage is for our lawmakers to increase the incentive for electric vehicles to at least the same level as natural gas, if not higher, since they're the cleaner vehicles, if the whole purpose of this is to improve the air quality in Utah.
Mike Salisbury testified that his group, the Southwest Energy Efficiency Project, did an analysis along the Wasatch Front that showed a dramatic decrease in emissions from electric vehicles.
99% of emissions are reduced compared to a gasoline vehicle for the pollutants of volatile organic compounds and carbon monoxide. There's significant additional reductions of sulfur dioxide of 96%, nitrogen oxides of 76%, and then for particulate matter, which is, a very great concern for the Wasatch Front because of the wintertime inversions, 65% of PM2.5 is reduced by an electric vehicle and 49% of PM10.
In response to a question from the commission, Salisbury said that compressed natural gas, or CNG, vehicles also performed well for emissions.
Electric vehicle tends to have the most emissions benefits for the Wasatch Front, followed by the CNG vehicle, followed by essentially the Chevy Volt and then the Prius plug-in. But then all four of those alternative vehicles do have reduced emissions compared to a gasoline vehicle.
Democratic Representative Patrice Arendt says the message about electric vehicles has already gotten through to some in the legislature.
There will be legislation this year to provide a rebate for electric vehicles similar to the one that we do for natural gas vehicles. And that will be probably proposed by Representative Draxler. If not, I will be handling that if he does not want to.
Arendt says she will also be proposing a bill to make it easier for companies to make charging stations available to the public without being regulated as a public utility. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.